Hey, 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 it's Genevieve, a.k.a. Miss Fab 617.
And it's your girl, Crystal, a.k.a. The Crystal Lens.
We're coming to you from our new show called
Boston Come Through. We'll be bringing you the latest and greatest things happening in and around Boston. We'll be talking what? Black-owned businesses,
hey,
social events, what? And the Black experience.
Okay.
How's that sound, Genevieve?
I love it.
Dig it.
Tune in every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Boston Free Radio.
Boston, come through. Come listen.
Anyone who's watching, in case you're wondering who our special guest is.
Hey. Yes, Miss Black Massachusetts.
Here we go. That's Naomi Raymond, Miss Black Massachusetts,
yes,
in the building. Next week on the 8th is your pageant.
Yes. My goodness.
Can you watch it live?
Yes.
How?
We'll ask you again, yes.
Ooh, we have to watch it. I like being a good pageant.
Ooh.
Ooh, but you know, a pageant with Black people, I really want to watch
it. Right. That's a whole different situation.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, ooh, her hair lame.
Right, like, ooh, is that her baby hair?
Right.
Oh, what kind of gel she used? That ain't from the regular hair store. That's something different. That's something real different.
Oh, man. For real?
This computer.
We might have to just pull the audio.
This computer about as old as Jesus' sandals.
Never
Let's just start.
Okay.
Well, you know, y'all didn't get our show intro, but y'all finna get it on the replay.
Yeah, exactly. That's all that matters. That really matters.
How are you and who are you?
I am Crystal, a.k.a. The Crystal Lens. You're friendly, melting, because it's hot up in here. Neighborhood videographer. That's okay. Neighborhood videographer, and media producer. I'm clammy. I'm clammy.
Let me help you out.
I don't know if I trust your fanning skills.
I think the big girl would know how to fan, first of all, because I'm the one who's asked me hot all the time. Anyway, macaque. That's all everybody does. That's how you don't irritate. Everybody's a freaking macaque lately.
I mean, you know, we have to be nice to the people.
Mm-hmm.
I can use a little fan over here on this side. Oh, thank you, bro. If you can, like, spread it out.
Okay.
That's who I am. Who is you, sis?
Girl, I'm Genevieve Angelique, but people already know.
Oh, let me shut up.
It's cool. I'm just kidding. How are you? How was your week? What'd
you do? I am here. I know I wrote down a lot of things that I did this week, and I should have probably pulled it up.
Okay, here you go, because I'll find out. Old school actually works.
Appreciate you. What did I do this week?
Girl,
I promised that. Oh, so I went to the Queens Hike 2 with Queens Company. They put on a nice little hiking event on Sunday.
It looked hot.
It was actually pretty nice. Mm-hmm. The libations were flowing. The brunch was brunchable.
This was after the hike, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was gonna
the brunch was brunchable.
I was like, you hiking and drinking.
It was really good, though. It was like 50-plus women, Black women, which was pretty dope, just out here hiking and just, you know, enjoying nature and whatnot, which was pretty awesome. I mean, folks were stopping like, what's this group? Because we did a little, like, you know, family circle after everyone introduced each other and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty awesome. So shout out to Queens Cove for that, because I think it was really nice to kind of do something that, you know, typically, like, Black folks aren't seen doing, which is hiking. Everyone knows we do everything because we pop in. But things that we're not, like, visibly seen doing, like hiking, which was pretty dope. And then day before, on Saturday, I was doing some behind-the-scenes filming for the Over Easy Courthouse Cafe. That's a tongue twister.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I can't say it.
Gosh,
the Over Easy Courthouse Cafe web series, which is a YouTube series that's in its second season.
Oh, really?
I want to say.
I heard that one.
That's okay, girl.
I need to go watch it.
Yep, you should. It's very like old school comedy with like the laugh track and everything. It's like it's real old school, but I love it.
Is it Black folks?
There's some Black folks.
There's some Black folks.
Okay. It's interracial. It's interracial, girl. We got Black folks, we got Eastern
YouTube
Asian
series.
Folks, you know, all of the above. But I'll say that Robin, oh Lord, I'm gonna mess up her last name. Almodover from Hell's Kitchen was actually on this past week's episode, which is pretty awesome. Yeah, so and she's really amazing, just real down to earth, like cool chick. She brought her girlfriend, you know, just the whole squad. So
That's
it was really,
fun.
Yeah, she was really nice to meet her. And you know, I took my little picture, whatever. I'll post on Instagram later. I'll get around to that. And then also on Saturday, I was at Cambridge College, you know, holding it down for my school nurses. If you guys don't know, every summer I typically work with the master's program for the school nurses at Cambridge College. So it's a bunch of women who are already school nurses. They're already registered RNs. And, yeah, they're all going back to school to get their master's in school nursing. So it's really like a program.
More points.
And I'm not mad at it. So they had their, I guess, closing day or whatever. Not really closing because the program continues or whatever. But, yeah, it was pretty dope, though. But I think that was all that I did. I can't remember. What you do, girl?
I did a lot.
What you do? Tell the people.
On Sunday, I went to, it's the CAF alumni brunch series. So they're a traveling brunch. Like, basically, I think she went to Clark Atlanta. I can't remember her name right now, and that's terrible. But basically, her tagline is, besides the yard, the most lit place on campus at HBCU is the CAF, which is the absolute truth. So that's why it's called the CAF. And it's really like a traveling brunch series. So she's going all around the country. Like, she's going as far as California. She's done it here. She did Martha's Vineyard in D.C. already. But she'll be hitting, like, Atlanta, New Orleans, Virginia. Like, she's going everywhere. So it was nice to get out, meet people from other HBCUs. But it's not only open to people from HBCUs. Anybody can come.
Yeah, I saw Ms. Lindsay was up in here.
Yeah, and it was more like a family reunion type of vibe. It's supposed to give you, like, a homecoming vibe. Right, I don't know if you've ever been to an HBCU homecoming.
Nope, sure haven't. Me and the girls.
HBCU homecomings are very different from, like, PWI homecomings. We're like, HBCU homecomings. I've never homecomings. Been to one. Well, I'm about to tell you. HBCU homecomings, everybody comes back. Because it's like family. Like, I mean, like 50 years, they coming back. So, and there's all types of, you know, events and things like that to attend. But it's really a family reunion type of vibe. Like, that's why people come back. It's not just like, it's just for the students type of thing. So that's the same vibe she's trying to bring to the CAF brunch series. And it was really cool. We played Uno or whatever. And I'm like, y'all thought Fab and Lindsay were my friends, but they're not. you learn who your friends are when you play card games. Sure do.
Well.
Lindsay hit me with that +4, and I was like, come on, man.
Uno. Oh, yeah, she came for your life, sure girl. Did. She came for your
and
whole life.
I had
life.
A Uno. Anyway. Woo. Yeah, and then I posted about an article that I was actually featured in by Janelle Martinez.
Bam, 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 bam.
Thank you. She's the creator of Ain't I Latina, which is a website that she created because she identifies as Afro-Latinx.
Mm-hmm.
And
look at you and your verbiage. I'm proud of you, girl. Yeah.
Anywho. she created this website because, you know, we know now that, like, being Afro-Latinx is, like, something people are now talking about versus even though they've been here forever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the premise of the website, Ain't I Latina. It's you know, the whole conversations around being Black and also Latinx. And but she wrote an article based off another article by a Haitian woman. I can't remember her name, but her Instagram handle is Haiti Harlem. Ooh. And she wrote this amazing piece from one of the, I can't remember the name of the article, but it's actually hyperlinked in the original article I was featured in.
Okay.
But she wrote an article basically about being a Haitian woman and the fact that she claims her Afro-Latina heritage and why other people should do as well. And so it just sparked this, even if you read the comments, Jesus, the comments, people are just going in because it got a lot of strong reactions.
I was saying, I feel like it's such a complex, like, conversation because it's not simply, like, it's not a Black and white issue.
Ooh,
at all.
Girl,
like,
is it? People were just like, you know, and it's so interesting because I do know some Haitian people who, so basically, before I get off topic, Janelle Martinez wrote this article where she was talking about Haiti's, like, us needing to include Haiti in the conversation about Afro-Latinx identity and how come we're not being included. Especially after people like Jesse Wu, she had a video that went viral a while ago where she broke down the difference between the fact that you can be Black and from a Latin country and speak Spanish. And it just seems to be mind-boggling. And I think a lot of that has to do with what people see on TV and what they think, you know, like, a Puerto Rican looks like. You know, one of my friends, you know Vanya. Vanya identifies as Black, but she's Puerto Rican.
Oh, yeah, she's
right,
a former guest on Boston.
Right,
up there
and,
as well.
You know, that's the thing. I look at Vanya, and I just know she's Puerto Rican, so I never in my mind, like, oh, you're not Puerto Rican, but I guess for her and her experiences, it's been, like, you know, it's been you know, people always question, like, how can you, because you're, like, too dark or whatever. Mm-hmm. Right. And another blogger friend of mine, Vonna Black, she actually just posted an article yesterday about, she's actually half Puerto Rican and her father's Black. So she's, so she's different, like, as in, like, you know, so even her experiences where, like, people just don't seem to understand that you can be both.
Right. And, yeah, absolutely. So people don't know the difference between ethnicity and race, so I think that's the problem.
I mean, that's part of it, but then when you talk about Haiti and this whole conversation, you know, Haiti was the first, we talk about the first free Black republic, but it was also, like, the first free enslaved country. It was, like, the first free country in Latin America, and how, you know, and even when you think of, like, there's just so much terminology, like, when you think of, like, Latina and Hispanic, because it doesn't have to do anything with language, because Brazilians are considered Latinx, and they don't speak Spanish, you know? Nope. So it's very interesting, because it's, like, DR and Haiti share an island, so how is DR
and y'all literally just
right next by a border.
Hispaniola.
Yeah. Right. You know. And I think it has, and she asked me a lot of questions that had me like, ooh. And like one of the questions was, she was like, you know, does Haiti's relationship to DR have something to do with like you not identifying? I'm like, it might, because you know, you spend so much time like with these differences and like having issues.
And that shapes your perception in general. Yeah. Like, and whether it's like conscious or subconscious.
Mm-hmm. And I just think being Haitian in general, it's like a thing in itself. Like, you know, and I was saying even like other, even amongst other Caribbean people, I still feel like a other.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you're amongst Haitians, it's like, it's cool. Like, we know each other. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, and I think it's a language thing mainly too, to be honest. But if I'm amongst like more, you know, when I, Caribbeans, when I think of like Trinis and Haitians and Bajans, not Haitians, but Jamaicans and Bajans. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, here I am, like the Haitian person. Yeah. You know, I'm like waiting for like, okay. Like, you know, waiting for that low-key little shade or whatever.
Well, and I was going to say from the opposite end too, I think like growing up, like what you feel, like, I think was very much, like, portrayed in a lot of, like, family settings where it's like, oh, Haitians are X, Y, and Z. And it's like, you kind of grow up with these sentiments, not realizing it's like, yo, like, we're so much more similar than we are different. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, like, so it's interesting to hear your perspective on the other end of it, definitely.
And I really do feel like most of it is a language thing. Because we are, even though, you know, you got to think about, and it goes back to who colonized your country.
Absolutely.
Essentially, you know.
So it's y'all Europeans' fault, so whatever. The British, the French, Portugal. Yeah. We coming for you next.
Yeah, I feel like we just don't speak English. We speak Creole and then French, okay? And so I know Jamaicans, I'm like, I don't know what they saying over there. Like,
but I would say it's interesting because it's like Patois is a mix of like so many other things. It's like so many people can't understand Jamaican, so why doesn't it have that same sentiment, right? So
what do you mean about?
In terms of like the language barrier, it's like so many people don't understand what Jamaicans
are
saying.
You have to also, there's actually, I don't know what it's called, but I studied it in college. But there's actually a study of languages. So, like, when you say something's a patois versus a Creole versus an actual language, there's different levels. Like, a patois is not considered a language. You're still speaking English.
True.
Where actually Haitian Creole is not supposed to be called a Creole, because a Creole technically is not a language on its own. That's why they call it Portuguese Creole or French Creole. But Creole is actually, when you study the language, a language on its own. So it shouldn't even be called a Creole. But it's this whole language by itself. But there are, like, different levels to it, you know, because like a French person, they might pick up a couple words, but they don't know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? But that's neither here nor there, but it's a dope conversation, and it's gotten, even just posting the article, I mean, it's gotten some very strong reactions. So I feel like we low-key need to have like a discussion. Like,
we're gonna put that in the parking lot. We're gonna put that in the parking lot for another episode. That's a whole another deep conversation. For sure. So. Yeah.
But anywho, you know what you got. Well, who you haven't heard though, in the corner right here on my right.
Okay.
You know, she's been real quiet. Usually our guests jump in, but she's been real quiet. Cause you know, she in the pageantry business.
Oh, right.
So she's
right.
Like prim and proper. You know.
Right. She got poise.
Right.
You know?
Look at her body makeup. She all sitting up all
the time. I'm saying, let me fix my posture right quick in the presence of someone who got good posture. Without further ado.
Yeah, Miss Naomi Raymond.
A.K.A. Miss Black Massachusetts.
There you go.
If you guys are tuned into the Boston Come Through Facebook Live, you'll see she has her sash on. Her sash, you know, just ever so properly placed, okay? I dig it. Welcome, Miss Naomi.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Awesome.
You want to read her bio?
Yeah, because this bio is popping. I know Jen be the one reading, so I apologize if I sound, you know, I don't know, dyslexic or something, you know, but I'm a child. Words on the page. Anywho, so let me tell y'all about Miss Naomi Raymond. Naomi Raymond is the new reigning Miss Black Massachusetts 2018. Miss Raymond is a resident from Somerville, Mass. And she will be representing Massachusetts to compete for Miss Black USA 2018 in Washington, D.C. this summer, a.k.a. next week, right?
Yes. Yeah.
On what, August 8th, is it?
August 12th.
Yeah. Okay, so real soon, okay? Miss Black USA is an organization focused on empowering women and celebrating their unique traits, diversity, talents, and beauty. Miss Raymond graduated from Salem State University, with a bachelor's degree in social work, and she is the CEO and founder of Never Rated. Never Rated is an organization created to empower all women to overcome their challenges by helping them build their self-esteem and to let them know they are not defined by society's standards. Yeah. So welcome, Miss Naomi Raymond. Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for coming.
This has been a long overdue.
Yeah. Yes. I feel like we've had like conversations back and forth the longest time. Like, we got to have her on the show. Okay, we don't have her on the show. We got to have her on the show. Okay, we don't have her on the show. But you are here, and that's all that matters.
Thank you. Thank you again for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Can you tell us about the pageantry?
Yeah,
how did you get into this?
So I've competed before for another organization, Miss USA, and so I did not make it. But then again, I've always wanted to do pageantry when I was younger, but my parents really didn't know the resources or how to really get into it. And so I told myself as I got older, I was like, you know what, let me try it once in my life and just know that I did it. And so I, you know, competed before, I did not make it, but this time, you know, one day I got an email and the organization reached out to me and selected me to represent Massachusetts. And I was just truly grateful because sometimes when things happen in life, you're just like, oh, forget it. I just need to move focus on other things. But sometimes things happen for a reason and there's a purpose behind it. And I'm just completely grateful for that opportunity to represent Massachusetts and to represent all women of color in Massachusetts because you know what? We need that, you know, movement. We need to keep pushing and, you know, setting an example for the young kids out there.
Yeah.
I'm truly proud.
That's
so fun.
Miss Black Massachusetts
2018. Yeah. Look at that passion answer.
Yeah, I know. It sure was, right?
She all answered.
There wasn't an in there.
Right now. Like, she ended her sentences with, like, a full stop. You know, there was, like, yeah, you know, at the end, like, I do.
But, yeah. I don't think we wrote this down, but have you had any training in terms of, like, walking or even sitting, like,
because your posture is
or is this, are you already like this?
No, because the thing is, I've always done fashion shows when I was younger, and my mom always put me in, you know, church fashion shows and stuff like that, and local fashion shows. So they teach you how to walk. It's kind of like the same thing, and so I've just been doing that and practicing each and every day, working out, keeping my posture straight.
Nice.
What about like sitting?
Sitting.
Or speaking, or like just anything else, like, because you know how you watch pageantry, and you have to give the answer in a certain amount of time, and you know.
Well, that's all Salem State University, right there.
Hey. You had a good education at the same school.
So that's what.
Don't believe the hype.
I'm saying.
But definitely, just, you know, going out and just watching what they're doing and from previous, you know, pageants, and I've been really focusing on what they were doing, and so I couldn't, you know, it resonated with me till this day, so that's why I you know, make sure I speak correctly, articulate my words.
So how long has this been in the works? Like, Miss Black, like, when did you get the title? What's happened from there on out? Like, how do you get to this point?
So it was since February, and then now I'm just, you know, going out there, letting everyone know who Miss Black Massachusetts is, letting everyone know I'm here, and, you know, talking to the young girls, motivating the women out there as well, and letting them know, like, you are beautiful just the way you are, you're not defined by society's standards. And it's so funny because it blends in with my organization, because I am all about women empowerment, and so it just, it's like that extra push, you know, it's like, you know, there is someone out there that is really trying to make a difference, and just, you know, focus on that and know that we're not alone. There's someone out there, you know, advocating for you and letting you know that we're going to make it together.
Yeah. Now, how many years have you been doing pageantry?
So it's been 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you just out here just snatching titles.
Sometimes when God opens the door for you, hey, you go with it.
Hello,
know?
Somebody. Yeah, she out here just giving the Proverbs as well. I totally dig it. So what kind of, like, inspired you to want to even just go for this title of Miss Black Massachusetts? I think there's, like, a number of different ways you can do, like, philanthropy work. And, like you said, you have your organization. But why compete to be Miss Black Massachusetts?
Well, the reason, what inspired me, to be honest, is, like, growing up, you see all these young women, you see all these beautiful women walking down a runway, you know, as Miss Black, whatever state they're representing. Mm-hmm. And so I always told myself, I want to do that one day too. But then again, as a Black woman, you know, to show young Black girls, like, you don't have to look a certain way to be a Miss Black whatever, or mm-hmm. a, you know, a reigning title holder. So just being able to be yourself and accepting yourself for who you are, that's what inspired me. Seeing my younger sister, my niece, you know, all mm-hmm. these young little girls that I'm around all the time, to know that you are beautiful. You can do this too. If I can do this, you can as well too. It doesn't matter if you're Caucasian, African American, whatever you are, whatever you have your mind set up to do, just go for it. And that's what inspired me, because mm-hmm. I want the next generation to see this. You know, I want them to see, okay, this woman, this young woman from my city, Somerville, went after this dream, you know? Right. And so I don't know what the future will hold, but I leave it all in God's hands. But other than that, it's just like following your dreams. That's the most important thing. That's what inspired me to continue to move forward.
Nice. And I'll just give, I mean, for folks who are now tuning in, you heard some of our shenanigans earlier, but even our lovely intern here at the media center, Katrina, I mean, like, she's a Miss Teen. I forget what her exact title was, but she was the Miss Black Massachusetts Talented Teen of 2014, which is pretty awesome. But even, you know, she tuned in and she was like, oh my God, like, Miss Black Massachusetts, like, hi girl. So I think, yeah, definitely, I think that's awesome, because, you know, you really are inspiring, you know, young Black girls. Yeah, definitely.
What lessons have you learned? And, like, what ways have this forced you to grow? Mm-hmm. You know, things like that. And, like, I have a follow-up question, but I'm just leaving right there. Yeah.
Definitely patience. Mm-hmm. Patience, because I've learned to be patient with a lot of things, because sometimes you want things to happen so fast in life, but you really have to wait for the right timing for anything mm-hmm. in life. And so this was really, I feel like, a test for me to just be patient and wait on the next step, because you don't know the future. You could work hard right now all you mm-hmm. want, but you don't know when that right moment is, the next step you're going to make at that moment. So being patient and just working hard at the moment, doing what you're doing, mm-hmm. is definitely what has taught me right now to grow as a person, mm-hmm. and just being humble as well too. Because if you come into this being cocky, the result may not be nice for us. And so just being humble and patient has taught me a lot during this time. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And, like, what would you say are some struggles you had, like, because I see you on, like, social media, and, like, and as, you know, we're entrepreneurs and creatives as well, it's like, okay, you have this thing, but then you got to promote and market and be, and, like, you got to wear, you got to look the part, like, it's so many.
Right, she went, got her stash real quick, she said, I'll be right back. To my
Yeah, like, so what do you think has, like, some struggles that have been maybe for you navigating this journey, or, like, some obstacles?
As Miss Black USA, mm-hmm. You know, it's not easy, because one thing is, you know, looking for sponsorships, mm-hmm. it's definitely not like, it's like, oh yes, could you help me, could you support me? It's not that easy, because sometimes some people, they don't know who you are, mm-hmm. and so not right. being able to get as much sponsorships, it's not easy, mm-hmm. it's definitely, sometimes you will hear a no, and so the no's doesn't mean to stop doing what you're doing, give up, but just keep pushing, and you, the next person you might, you know, speak to may give you a great offer and help you throughout your journey. And I've had great sponsors, and that's so awesome. Far, and I'm grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what are some good things? Like, what are some perks, you know? Because I know there's perks to it.
What's the perks?
Well, first of all, before I even ask, I say that Naomi just looks good, period. Like,
I'm saying, because
her, I'm like, because
I just scrolled through your whole Instagram, and I was like, she could rock the short hair, the little fro.
Right.
She could rock, you know, the nice straight bob look. Yeah. You know, she got the tiara. I don't know if that's the right term, or the Queen's crown, or the Miss Massachusetts yeah. crown. But yeah, you just like, you just kind of like, you rock all these different looks. I absolutely love it.
I love fashion, so
yeah,
it's apparent.
Yeah. Well, I think it's nice too, because I think, you know, not necessarily with Miss like Black Masters, but with all of them, you know, you see Miss America and all these other pageants, and you see people have a very like standard, I think, westernized look. And to also see you come out today, and to see you, I saw you were at the, was it the Haitian
Chamber of Commerce.
Even with that, for you to come out to like these events, these very public events, and you just have your short little, you know, fro and just calling it a day. I love that, because I think it does speak to your message of just kind of like showing young girls and, you know, even like grown women too, who like may not have ever been like, hey, my fro is cute, to say like, hey, like this is actually something that's beautiful. So
one thing is, I really would like to say to everyone who's hearing out there, is like, being confident in yourself is one of the most important things. You know, as being a woman of color, yes, a lot of people will make fun of you because of your natural hair. Mm-hmm. And I do work in a corporate office where, you know, not everyone has natural hair walk into the office, but I come in with my natural hair. Mm-hmm. And I have to be confident myself, right. You know, and there will be people out there who will make fun of you. Oh, look at her. Like, why does her hair look like that? Why is it so curly? Why is it so curly? But at the end of the day, it's like, embrace who you are. I'm learning to embrace who I am, because at the end of the day, it was really difficult, to be honest, for me to really go through this and really cut my mm-hmm. hair, because I had really long hair. Mm-hmm. And so, but then again, let's be real. You know, even with natural hair before I relaxed it, but at the same time, it's like, this is who I am. I was born this way. And so accepting myself, I had to really like embrace it. And I just want everyone out there to embrace who you are. Love yourself, young ladies. Love yourself, women out there. Take the wig off just a little bit. I know,
don't worry, girl.
Bobby's comes off. You know,
I was saying, cure the, you know, the wig and everything, but at the same time, love who you are at the same time.
I love that. I'll be loving myself on Friday, because Tatiana finna come off on Friday, because I gotta let, you know, Gladys like underneath here to, you know,
24 hours.
She gotta come out, you know, let her breathe a little bit. So I'll be embracing my inner fro as well, my outer fro.
And you know what's cute about it too? It's like these young girls, when they come up to me, they're just like, oh my God, mom, look, she has like natural hair. And I was like, oh my God, I just literally just cut it. But, you know, it's just so beautiful to see that. And it's like, no, it's embrace it, love it, love who you are.
There are any messages out there for young girls to, like, who can they look up to with natural hair? You know what I mean? There aren't any. Who's considered? Because, you know, as women, like, you want to be, like, desired, and you want to be, like, you know, the it girl or whatever, and there's no...
This is desirable.
No, I'm not saying it's not, but I'm saying, like, the images... The images, like, that they're getting is
right,
not...
I know.
My cousin is 14, and she, you know, her family, hair is, like, a thing with them, so I'll be like, oh. But with her... You know, I remember I was over there, and they was, like, they be picking on her a little bit because she's the youngest or whatever. And her graduation was coming up, and her, like, she got into, like, a little argument with her mom. Because they were, like, you need to go, you know, because they always get, like, you know, crochet or something. Mm-hmm. And she didn't want to put it in. She was, like, I want my hair like this. Like, just like this. It's and they natural. Were, like, and, like, she was going back and forth, and I just thought, like, can y'all leave her alone? You know, and she, I remember she posted a video, you know, them little kids that be on Musical.ly or whatever, but she posted a video of her and her friend, and they both had, like, their natural hair just out, not even styled, just out, and I was like, that's so amazing at, like, 14 that she's that comfortable with herself,
right.
So for me, it was like, can y'all leave this girl alone, you know what I mean, because I'm like, there are grown women, like, who are just learning to embrace that, and at 14, she already has it, so I feel like that should be nurtured, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So,
because I know there's grown women who don't even know what their natural hair looks like.
I was at the nail salon, and this woman, she's old, she has kids and everything. She's like, wow, just to see you coming out here with your natural hair. Like, I'd rather keep my wig on, because I just could never, like, really take it out and just show it
Isn't
out
that
like that.
Sad?
I'm just like, you know, you need to just, you know, embrace it. Yeah. She's like, you know what? Like, just to see you doing that, it's just, it's really empowering. It's empowering her to really get out of her comfort zone.
Yeah.
Totally.
And so.
It's not for the faint of heart.
No.
Mm-mm. But, you know.
It ain't.
But if you can do it, you know, I mean, you can't. There's so many people that do it, and there's so much to learn. Mm-hmm. And it is a beautiful journey. And I do feel like being natural, because I was natural in high school, like, way before this was, like, everybody was natural. I was just natural because I just was, I'm tired of creamy crack. It burns my hair.
See, I don't know that, I've never permed my hair, so I don't know. It's not fun. So my hair is all, I've been always natural. I just always wear, like, weaves and crochet and this. I don't know what it's like to have, like, a full perm. Like, I think last year was the first year, like, my hairstylist, Rashonda, like, actually put a little bit of perm on my edges, and that was it. Like, that's as far as we went. That was it. Yes, I have no clue.
Saturday, all day in the hair salon. You know, you scratch your hair before you get the relaxer, and then it's going to burn quicker before your hair actually. And I used to think I had really coarse hair. I know now that I don't. So when I used to get like the little, you know, I used to watch the little Just For Me commercial. Just For Me! And you wanted the little straight hair with all the like barrettes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I would get like the harshest one you could get, because in my mind, my hair was the coarsest. Mm-hmm. And it really wasn't. Mm-hmm. And I would leave it in for the maximum time.
Yeah, really good.
I mean, people say that, but then I'm like, there's like pros and cons to it. But I just remember like, this is expensive. It smells bad. It smells bad because you're literally putting like
chemicals.
Yeah, you're
chemicals putting, that can burn through aluminum. Let me just put that out there. If y'all haven't seen the movie Good Hair, because like they actually do that experiment.
You leave it too long, it'll burn your scalp. You'll have chemical burns, and that has happened. You scratch too much before, you know. And on top of that, it's just expensive. Mm-hmm. And I just remember just being like, this isn't even worth it. And just being natural. But I still didn't know what to do with it, but it was way before, like, now it's a thing. Like, now you can go on YouTube. Now there's, like, a bajillion products. Right. Like, now there's so many styles.
But that's
now
all
it's
fresh,
like,
and new.
Yeah, overall, exactly. Yeah. And so even when you're saying that, like, where, you know, especially living in a Haitian household, my mother was like, what is that? Like, even, like, now she's comfortable with it, you know, and she'll be like, oh, you know, the young people, that's what they do now. But it's not something.
Yeah, before it was definitely frowned upon. And so,
yeah.
Like, what are you doing? You should not be doing, you're not pretty. And then it's funny because someone said to my younger sister, like, oh my God, like, because she's natural as well now, too. So I'm really proud of her. And for someone to sit there and tell a young child, like, oh, you're not going to look pretty with your natural hair. Like, you're not even
really
married yet.
You,
like,
hear that
really
all the time.
You know, it's like, are you serious? This is who she is. Right. You know? Especially as Black women, we need to embrace who we really are as a human being. Because it's the, you know, when we put that on, it's like, okay, when we take it off, this is who we are.
Yeah.
So we have to embrace it either with the wig or without the wig. So what difference does it really
I
make?
I think that's why I'm so like open and telling people, like, I'm wearing a wig.
Right, because it's called versatility.
Yeah.
You know, there's
I love
so
somebody.
Much, you know, it's like, you know, it's like, I'll put a wig on tomorrow if I want to. It's just, it's fun now, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, anyone could wear a wig or
my
a wig or whatever
it
is.
White people come to me after they see my natural hair, like, I have my wig on, they're
right.
Like, oh my God, I wear, your hair looks so, and I'm like,
But I think that's a perfect segue into your organization, Never Rated. So tell us a little bit about that and like why you started it, because I think it goes perfectly along with the conversation we're having.
Right. So Never Rated was created a long time ago. So I started at my church, and the reason why I started was because I started with the youth in my church, and I felt like not only the women and the young girls needed help and resources, I feel like other people outside the church need help and support and resources. But then again, in high school, you know, as ladies, the guys would usually rate the girls, let's be real, like from a scale of 1 to 10. And I used to be like, okay, don't even try to rate me. Like, I'm never rated. Just saying, I'm never rated. Don't rate me. And then all of a sudden, as I got older, from what I've been through, my own experiences, I just felt like I'm not defined by what anyone says about me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not rated. I'm not rated by a metric system, nothing like that. I'm never rated. And so it resonated with me till this day to start Never Rated at my church and then now putting it out there in the open and in the public now.
Nice.
Yeah, to let these young ladies know that they're not defined by society standards. You're beautiful just the way you are. You know, you don't need someone's approval to feel beautiful.
What type of programming do you guys do, or how does it work?
So we do a lot of workshops and meetings, and we go out there. I do a lot of speaking engagements at the schools and colleges and wherever possible to, you know, send the message out there.
Yeah.
So, definitely.
I love that.
You know, times like this too.
Yeah. And Boston gun through. And so what do you kind of hope to accomplish with Never Rated? I know you said like it's been in the works for a pretty long time, but kind of like what's your goal for it?
definitely not only to have it in, you know, Somerville and Boston area, just to I would really love for it to be, you know, worldwide, you know, mm-hmm. going to other countries and speak to other young women in other countries in Africa and, you know, just spread the message and build this, you know, woman empowerment movement so that every woman could know they're never rated and they are not defined by society standards. You right. are beautiful. You could put a wig on, you're still beautiful. You could be natural, you're still beautiful. Right. You're still beautiful. You don't need to feel, you know, you don't need validation from anyone to feel beautiful, mm-hmm. you know, so. Yes. Definitely, that's how Never Rated started, and that's how I really wanted to continue to grow mm-hmm. and to flourish in yeah. the future. I love
that. So tell us about this brunch you had recently that we was not at.
I'm saying we're going to be at the next one. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to take off Tatiana for the next one.
So we had Alyssa Latham, Cassandra Profet, and Nicoletta. There are three amazing women. Alyssa is Miss Massachusetts right now. Cassandra Profet, she's the founder of a wine company that she has, Azania, in Nicoletta. Azania Wine Company. And Nicoletta, she and her sister owns Best Dress, where you could rent a dress. So if you're looking for a last minute outfit to wear, run down to her, you know, boutique, and you could rent an amazing dress. For example, like I wear this, like, not Ralph Lauren, but like this other brand.
Somebody I never heard of, because my coins don't stretch that far.
Okay. So it's worth almost $1,000. You would get it for a good amount, for a good price at that boutique. And so, check it out.
Yeah.
I love that. I totally love that. That's awesome. Now I'm curious. Here's our pageant question of the evening. We have two. First one. Miss Black Massachusetts. See how poor she is. What would you like to say to the young girls, the young black girls out there, who may see you on Boston Come Through, who may see you on the television, SCAT TV, who may hear you on Boston Free Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, Radio Public, YouTube, Mixcloud, all the other places that Boston Come Through is syndicated. What do you say to those young girls?
Love yourself. Love yourself. Appreciate who you are. You're still growing. Mm-hmm. You're beautiful.
I receive it.
You're smart. Mm-hmm. And just know anything anyone says to you is not true.
Yeah, that's a proverb.
It's not true because, you know, being a black woman, it's difficult in this world. Let's be real. Mm-hmm. You know, you see so many things in social media, you know, the disrespect, the, you know, all the comments that they say about black women, but listen, you are strong, you are beautiful, and you can overcome anything in this world, and you can make it.
I love that.
That's what you have.
Tell the people what that means.
Hallelujah. You know what that means. You can hit you with it.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So what's up next for you this year? Tell the people what you have coming up in, like, was the next week and a half or so?
Literally, like, next week I'm going to Washington, D.C. to compete for Miss Black USA, so.
And right now you're fifth place in the People's Choice?
Yes, I'm fifth place right now. So go out and vote, www.missblackusa.com.
And we will link it.
2018.
I want to put
please
out
vote. It's $1 per vote. Vote like five times $5. So that would be great, you know, to keep me up there for finalist 16. So you do know they usually have top 15, but they give, through the people's choice, you become finalist 16. So,
okay.
Which gives a contestant,
Make sure to go vote for her for sure. We're going to link that in all of our show descriptions wherever you all are listening. So y'all can go out and vote. Vote. You know what I mean? I dig it. And so do you have any other plans for the rest of the year? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know this is kind of like a big deal coming up, and so maybe you haven't even thought past that because you're preparing for that, but, you know, do you have any other plans for the rest of the year?
Yes, more events for Never Rated will be coming up soon, and more merchandise for Never Rated as well, too.
I know, because I dig that little t-shirt. You know what I mean? Boston comes through, you know, t-shirts all way.
Yeah, we know that's where the t-shirts come from.
Where the teachers
who is your manufacturer? We can ask you that off air.
Okay.
Who's your plug, girl? That's what we want to
know. I dig it. That's amazing, though.
Yeah.
We really appreciate you coming on this show because I think, you know, for a lot of folks, you see the regular, you know, like Miss Massachusetts or, you know, like the Miss America pageants, and you know, it's good to see that, but you don't always see, you know, people that look like you represented in some of those bigger pageants. And so it's good to know, A, that a Miss, you know, Black USA exists, but then also that, you know, Miss Black Massachusetts, right. She's local to, like, Greater Boston, mm-hmm. and, you know, you're just out here finagling that afro, and, you know what I mean? I think it's a really big deal. So, yeah, that's really awesome. I think a lot of people are going to, you know, kind of know about this, and, you know, hopefully this, you know, we get you some votes, too, girl. Mm-hmm.
That'd be great, guys. Support. Absolutely. And I really like what you guys are doing as well, too. Your mission is amazing, giving so many other, you know, artists and, you know, entrepreneurs the platform to be able to speak about their companies and progress as well.
We try, girl. We try.
We try. You know, we out here. It's a little hot mess express, but we'll be for doing it. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm.
Any last parting words or anything you want to share with the people?
Boston, come through, man.
Hey!
Can you tell us where we can watch the, when is the actual pageant?
Yes.
Where we can watch it, how we can tune in, because I know I want
to
watch.
It's definitely, so you could go to www.missblackusa.com, and they will stream the preliminaries on Saturday and the final on Sunday, the same website.
Yay. We'll link that in the bio, in the subscription, in the bio.
Yes.
sorry, I'm like, twisting my words up. Yeah. Oh, that's the website?
Yeah, okay. They are fired. Like, these ladies and they little matching shoes and now, these bent knees.
If you're in DC, you can go to the show, though, right?
Or is it open to pay.
Yeah. How much is it?
I don't know.
Go on the website.
Just check out the website.
Figure it out.
And
finagle it.
Just know these women is melanin-licious. What's the word? Melanicious? Melanicious? Yeah, that word. Just all the
melanin popping.
Okay, melanin popping. Yeah.
I do have another question before we get, because I keep running it over.
I'm saying.
Move up, people. Who took this photo?
Which one? This one.
Well, you're already photogenic, so anyway, I'm hating. Her photo.
Oh, my photo.
Yeah, your photo with the.
With the side.
Yeah.
Oh, Jamika. She's the young makeup artist from Boston who did my makeup. She is amazing, guys.
I'm saying.
Jamika. Bobby Boss.
Oh, that's where the hair came from.
Bobby Boss.
That's BobbyBoss.com.
BobbyBoss.
Wow, we have to link that too, because popping. Whoever, makeup artist, popping.
Everything.
Poppin',
her name is Jamika. You guys should definitely check her out. You should check her out on Instagram.
Her name is Jamika. Amazing.
I saw the other women's photos, but I feel like yours is a little different.
Yeah, a lot of different.
Yeah, but I like it.
A lot of good different.
She's giving, like, fierceness.
I'm saying, like, don't get me wrong, everybody's beautiful, but then it's like, pow! You know what I mean? Like,
because right now, because I'm a photographer, you know, sometimes people ask me for stuff, so I sit there and watch YouTube videos on how to pose. Mm-hmm. And there was this one guy, I can't remember his name, but he talked, Tyra Banks said it too, the smizing or whatever.
Yeah.
But you're saying so much with your eyes in this picture.
Yeah.
Like, who took that photo?
Oh my God.
Yeah. If that was me, I would have blown it up and put it in my room.
Life size. Right, like, life size. Right up above me as I'm sleeping. I'm watching life over size. Me as I sleep.
Yep, that's me right there.
That's really amazing.
Yeah, that's a real.
You know, so you funny. Know, I seen you that day when I took that photo.
Really?
At the event. Was it a woman of worth?
Yeah, that's a really nice photo.
It's a really amazing photo.
We're both photographers. I'm still a baby photographer, but we do judge people's pictures and, like,
Let me clear my screen,
make
sure my screen ain't have you looking crazy.
That's a really, really great photo.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it looks really
in case
good.
You wanted to know what a photographer.
Absolutely.
Oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We got to find Jamika. We need a link to Jamika.
Jamika, call us.
Right.
Call us. If somebody knows Jamika, have her call us. Mm-hmm.
Let me.
Look, she calling her right now. She texted her.
Check her out, guys. I'm not even joking. She is a really great makeup artist. Her Instagram page is JDMXCV.
Ooh, JDMXCV. Yes.
She's a great makeup artist.
Yes. we gonna link her, you know what I mean?
We gotta have to, because that picture's fire, though.
Yes.
No, it really is. We're like, we see him like, who edited that photo?
Ooh, she's for it. Ooh. Okay, let me not get off track. Let me not get off track. Thank you, Miss Black Massachusetts, for being here. This was really amazing.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Glad you decided to stop through on your tour.
I know.
Being amazing.
Right in time.
Absolutely.
Y'all
know what time it is.
I know, it's events time.
Events time.
Me and Crystal were at an event today, but we're not going to mention
it. We're going to talk about it next week, because we dedicated this show to Miss Black Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. So we're going to tell y'all what she was up to later, but y'all see, if you're watching the live, you see the green wristbands. They popped up every now and then. We'll talk about it next week.
We got to keep y'all popping with the social life.
Yes.
Tomorrow, Thursday, August 2nd, is Jazz by Any Means Necessary. That's at Haley House Bakery in Roxbury from 7 to 10:30. Okay. I believe it is free 99. And then Saturday, August 4th, unfortunately, I just have so much to do on Saturday. The Haitian Women's Empowerment Brunch by Queens No. Do you know Queens No?
Yep, Keisha.
Hey. I told her I was going to tell people about it, but some people have been hitting me up like, you going to be there? I'm like,
no. I'm going to just take this one.
Oh, there you go. But yeah, that's at Daryl's Corner Bar and Kitchen in Roxbury from 11:30 to 2:30. It looks like it's going to be amazing. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a really good show. A good event. But we'll be at, I don't know if you're going to be there, but we'll be at Taste of the Caribbean.
Yes, the second annual.
That's at Hibernian Hall, literally up the street. It's like a 2-minute drive. That's Saturday from 2 to 7?
I think it's 7.
I think it's 2 to 7.
I think it's
7. Tickets are on sale.
You already know?
Yeah.
Y'all know where to find it. Like, subscribe.
Pretty much, yeah. And those are all Black people, Black establishments, Black entrepreneurs, Black creatives. So y'all go check it out.
Black people do Blackity Black things.
Exactly. So there's no reason not to have a lit social life this weekend.
And
Genevieve and Chris Lalonde put this together.
Hello, somebody.
For the whole week. I think this week we had 45, 50? I don't know.
Last week was like 56. That's all I know.
This week it wasn't as many, but it was like 40-something.
Just know, if y'all looking for something to do, instead of perusing Facebook and Eventbrite, we did the work for you. And it is all in one place.
No, it really is.
So if you haven't subscribed,
Genevieve,
get your life.
Genevieve loses sleep over this event's listing.
Yes, because I think Shamara
actually...
I'll
be vending at that event.
Oh, okay. Shamara, I think she actually shared that.
Yes, people out there in the world, if you would like to meet Miss Black Massachusetts,
because why wouldn't you?
Miss Black Massachusetts,
okay.
Kind of the title makes a difference, like versus Mrs. Yes, Miss Black Massachusetts, she will be at the Back to School Backpack Giveaway by Thumprit Cares. That is also this Saturday, August 4th from 11 to 2, and they're giving out free school supplies plus food raffles, games, and fun.
Show
us. And there's going to be spoken word poetry as well. So, and that's free.
And also,
It's free.
Who doesn't want to go to an event that's going to benefit the children?
Yeah. And it's right in the corner, Washington Street and Talbot Ave, and I think it's Common Square.
Mm-hmm. So get Common your life.
Square. Yeah. So there's plenty to do. All of that information is on our weekly events listing.
Show us.
BostonComeThrough.com/events, and it's listed by the week.
And also, just subscribe, because instead of y'all having to do the work and going to our website, the website and the events listing
can come to you.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Look at that.
Sundays. Mm-hmm. Right before the week. That's when I get my life together. Mm-hmm. You know, my whole
some
social
of us
life.
Do.
That's, no, I kind of don't kinda like that. What's there to do? So there's plenty to do, guys, that's in good. This city. So there's no reason for you not to be having fun.
Right.
Exactly. Even for free. Mm-hmm. So.
Hey. Who's you?
Girl, I don't know today.
Wait, swerve. Hey, friends. Tell the people where they can find you and follow up with you.
Oh, yes.
We're going to skip Jen and go right to Miss Naomi.
So you can follow me on Instagram for Never Rated Brand on Instagram. Miss Black Massachusetts, Miss Black MA, USA, Never Naomi Raymond, NaomiRaymond on Instagram and Facebook, Never Rated, and Naomi Raymond and Miss Black Massachusetts on Facebook. And you can follow Never Rated on www.neverrated.com.
She in all the places, and that will surely be linked in all of our description boxes, wherever y'all are listening.
And you know,
who is you?
Homegrown.
Okay.
I'm Genevieve Angelique. You can find me on Facebook as Genevieve Angelique.
Okay.
I've decided that it's okay that I don't know everybody on my Facebook friends list. That's cool. I'm on Instagram at Genevieve_Angelique. And you can find me on the Twitter street.
Hey.
Sometimes. Occasionally. Okay. Jen Angelique. There you go.
Hey.
Oh. And don't forget, you can always follow my blog at GenevieveAngelique.com.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Hey. And it is Crystal, a.k.a. The Crystal Lens, your lovely neighborhood videographer, media producer, photographer, all the things that you need. You can find me on all forms of social things at The Crystal Lens. Don't forget the, don't forget the Ellen Crystal and the Ellen Lens. And obviously, thecrystallens.com as well if you need your videography needs met. But most importantly, Boston, come through. Follow the show.
Right.
On all forms of social things.
At Boston, come through.
On Instagram, on Facebook. Twitter is technically THRU, but if you spell it the Merriam-Webster way, it's still going to come up. Okay, somebody? And we are syndicated on iTunes, Stitcher,
Mixcloud,
YouTube, Radio
Player.
Public,
Player FM,
Player.fm, and all of your other favorite places. Pretty if you
much.
Do a good old Google search, you know what
like
I mean?
Like we do. Occasionally.
Listen, occasionally, like
we
Jen does.
We
like, because, anyway, we told that story already. But yeah, sometimes you find out you in more places than you thought.
No, for real. I Google it the other day. I'm like, what is this player.fm thing?
I was like, yeah, girl, don't worry about it. I'll get us up there. She said, no, we already up there. I was like, oh.
Somebody put it up there. I don't know.
We up there. But yeah, please, of course, subscribe, leave us a little rating, leave us a little review, tell us what you like about the show, you can tell us what you don't like, but whatever, because we know y'all like
follow
everything.
Follow the show.
Follow the show, of course.
Send us messages, we respond.
Yeah, send us
not
emails,
Facebook,
bostoncomethrough @gmail.com as well, and of course,
subscribe
to our weekly events listing at bostoncomethrough.com. And,
we started a blog.
We
have started the blog. Yeah, we go to so many events that I was like, we need to capitalize off of this.
Yeah.
So we have one event up there, but there will be like three by the end of the week.
Yes, show notes.
So
show
just
notes.
Like a really short like blurb of what happened, but I went to the Revere Beach, you know, sand sculpture.
Oh, yes.
You know, I was out here like looking for black people. Can I take a picture of y'all? You know, I want to give some color to the city. You know what I mean? Okay. You know, because it's not just about going to black events and supporting black entrepreneurs and creators and things like that. It's also, like, us being more comfortable in going out to these spaces that were traditionally not for us and taking advantage of, you know, making our black and brown bodies present.
Totally.
So that's the other thing, too. I want Boston to have, you know, I want to change the perception that it's not a friendly place. And I want people to kind of get out the mindset. Because you're going to D.C. I hope you get to hang out, you know, between... She's like, I don't know. But I hope you do.
With your other sister queens.
it's a very different vibe when you go to other places where people are apt to going to different places. And, you know, and I think it's that this place is unfriendly, but I also think our mindset, too, kind of plays into that, you know, where people don't travel far. They won't travel 6 miles over the bridge to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I want to change that. So with the events listing that we go to a lot of different places.
Yeah,
and
you go everywhere. I've seen her on social media, like,
everywhere.
I guess that's the perception. But in my mind, I'd be like, I don't do nothing.
And we're definitely going to get more into it next week, too, especially with, like, all the events that are going on and everything.
Yeah,
so
I think,
cool.
And just trying to change the perception. Like, there's so much things to do in that are for us and can be for
this
us.
This is the summertime.
Why yeah, it is.
It's hot out. Just go out, mingle, have
enjoy
fun.
Enjoy
yourself. Get to other people.
Yeah, and network, you know, and I think that's how you change the narrative. Like, sometimes you just got to be... You just got to go outside your comfort zone.
Right.
Absolutely.
So that's really the main point of the blog is to showcase more people and bring more color to the city and be like, we are here, we are doing things, and you can find us.
So make sure you subscribe.
Right. Or just go to the blog. You know,
exactly.
BostonComeThrough.com/blog. So
boom. Boom shakalaka.
Yeah.
Boom.
Hey.
That's it.
And until next week.
I know. We episode 43 in.
We in there.
I know. We're counting down to our year.
Oh, my
God. Yes.
It's been like... month. Woo.
Girl, don't give all the secrets, girl.
I'm not giving out the secrets, but we on 43. We just got to get to 52.
You're right. We almost there, girl.
And
we're
very close.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Yeah. I think sometimes, you know, because you're doing stuff, sometimes you don't realize why you're doing it.
It's like, never rated. It's funny when I think about it. It's like, never rated you know, been around for 5 years. Oh, wow. But, like, in the public, it's been 3 years now. And so I'm like, oh, my God.
It's it's like a birthday.
Yeah, it's like a baby. Yeah. You know?
So we'll have big news and everything like that coming up soon.
I wasn't going to give it away, Crystal.
Okay, just checking. I was about to cut you off. I got it. All right, y'all. Until next week. We'll see y'all. Thank you, Miss Black Massachusetts, for coming through.
Thank you for having me, guys. That's so much fun.
Of course. Make sure you guys go out and support her. Again, we'll link all the things in our description boxes wherever you're listening. And we will see y'all next week. Yay. Bye.
Bye.